the readings of the Feast of the Resurrection. The Eve of the Resurrection. From the Book of Deuteronomy. Behold, I, even I am He, and there is no God beside me. I kill, and I will make to live. I will smite, and I will heal. And there is none who shall deliver out of my hands. For I will lift up my hand to heaven, and swear by my right hand, and I will say, I live forever. For I will sharpen my sword like lightning, and my hand shall take hold of judgment, and I will render judgment to my enemies, and will recompense them that hate me. I will make my weapons drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. It shall gorge itself with the blood of the wounded, and from the captivity of the heads of their enemies that rule over them. Rejoice, you heavens, with him, and let all the angels of God worship him. Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people, and let all the sons of God strengthen themselves in him, for he shall avenge the blood of his sons, and he shall render vengeance and recompense justice to his enemies, and will reward them that hate him, and the Lord shall purge the land of his people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Isaiah. Be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and there shall be deep darkness on the nations. But the Lord shall appear upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And kings shall walk in your light, and nations in your brightness. Lift up your eyes round about, and behold your children gathered. All your sons have come from afar, and your daughters shall be born on men's shoulders. Then shall you see, and fear, and be amazed in your heart. For the wealth of the sea shall come round to you, and of nations and peoples, and herds of camels shall come to you, and the camels of Midian and Ephah shall cover you. All from Seba shall come bearing gold, and shall bring frankincense, and they shall proclaim the salvation of the Lord. And all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered, and the rams of Nebaioth shall come, and acceptable sacrifices shall be offered on my altar, and my house of prayer shall be glorified, for my house is called a house of prayer for all nations. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Also from the Book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, who made the heaven and established it, who settled the earth and the things in it, and gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to them that tread on it. I, the Lord God, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will strengthen you, and I have given you for the covenant of a race, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring the bound and them that sit in darkness out of bonds and in the prison house. I am the Lord God, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praises to graven images. Behold, the ancient things have come to pass, and so will the new things which I tell you. Yes, before I declare them, they are made known to you. Sing a new hymn to the Lord, you who are his dominion. Glorify his name from the ends of the earth, you that go down to the sea and sail upon it, the islands, and they that dwell in them. Rejoice, you wilderness, and the villages thereof, the hamlets and the dwellers in Kedar. The inhabitants of the rock shall rejoice. They shall shout from the top of the mountains. They shall give glory to God and shall proclaim his praises in the islands. The Lord God of hosts shall go forth and crush the war. He shall stir up jealousy and shall shout mightily against his enemies. I have been silent. Shall I also always be silent and forbear? I have endured like a travailing woman. I will now amaze and wither at once. I will make desolate mountains and hills, and will dry up all their grass, and I will make the rivers islands, and dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way they knew not, and I will cause them to tread paths which they have not known. I will turn darkness into light for them, and crooked things into straight. These things will I do, and will not forsake them, but they are turned back. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the Book of Isaiah. Rejoice, you heavens, and let the earth be glad. Let the mountains break forth with joy. For the Lord has had mercy on his people and has comforted the lowly ones of his people. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Will a woman forget her child so as not to have compassion upon the offspring of her womb? But if a woman should even forget these, yet I will not forget you, says the Lord. Behold, I have painted your walls on my hands, and you are continually before me. And you shall soon be built by those by whom you were destroyed, and they that made you desolate shall go forth from you. Lift up your eyes round about and look on them all. Behold, they are gathered together and have come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall clothe yourself with them, all as with an ornament, and put them on as a bride in her attire. For your deserted and marred and ruined places shall now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that devoured you shall be removed far from you. For your sons whom you have lost shall say in your ears, "The place is too narrow for me. Make room for me that I may dwell." And you shall say in your heart, "Who has begotten me these? Whereas I was childless and a widow, but who has brought up these for me? And I was left alone, but from where did these come to me? Thus says the Lord, even the Lord, behold, I lift up my hand to the nations, and I will lift up my signal to the islands. And they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and shall bear your daughters on their shoulders. And kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their princes your nurses. They shall bow down to you on the face of the earth, and shall lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am the Lord, and they that wait on me shall not be ashamed. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Jeremiah. For thus says the Lord, they shall yet speak this word in the land of Judah and in its cities, when I shall turn his captivity. Blessed be the Lord on his righteous holy mountain. And there shall be inhabitants in the cities of Judah and in all his land, together with the farmers, and the shepherds shall go forth with the flock. For I have saturated every thirsting soul and filled every hungry soul. Therefore I awake and beheld, and my sleep was sweet to me. Therefore behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that as I watched over them to pull down and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Habakkuk. O Lord, I have heard your report and was afraid. I considered your works and was amazed. You shall be known between the two living creatures. You shall be acknowledged when the years draw nigh. You shall be manifested when the time is come. When my soul is troubled, you will in wrath remember mercy. God shall come from Teman, and the Holy One from the dark shady Mount Paran. His excellence covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness shall be as light. There were horns in his hands, and he caused the mighty love of his strength. Before his face shall go a report, and it shall go forth into the plains. The earth stood at his feet and trembled. He beheld, and the nations melted away. The mountains were violently burst through. The everlasting hills melted at his everlasting going forth. Because of troubles I looked upon the tents of the Ethiopians. The tabernacles also of the land of Midian shall be dismayed. Were you angry, O Lord, with the rivers? Or was your wrath against the rivers, or your anger against the sea? For you will mount on your horses, and your chariots are salvation. Surely you bent your bow at scepters, says the Lord. The land of rivers shall be torn asunder. The nations shall see you and be in pain, as you did divide the moving waters. The deep uttered her voice and raised her from on high. The sun was exalted and the moon stood still in her course. Your darts shall go forth at the light, at the brightness of the gleaming of your spear. You will bring low the land with threatening, and in wrath you will break down the nations. You went forth for the salvation of your people, to save your anointed. You shall bring death on the heads of transgressors. You have brought bands upon their neck. You thrust through the heads of princes with amazement. They shall tremble in it. They shall burst their bridles. They shall be as a poor man devouring in secret. And you caused your horses to enter the sea, disturbing much water. I watched, and my belly trembled at the sound of the prayer of my lips, and trembling entered into my bones, and my frame was troubled within me. I will rest in the day of affliction, from going up to the people of my sojourning. For though the fig tree shall bear no fruit, and there shall be no produce on the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall produce no food. The sheep have failed from the pasture, and there are no oxen at the cribs. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God my Savior. The Lord God is my strength, and he will perfectly strengthen my feet. He mounts me upon high places, that I may conquer by his song. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Zechariah. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and will dwell in the midst of you, says the Lord. And many nations shall flee for refuge to the Lord in that day, and they shall be for a people to him, and they shall dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. And the Lord shall take possession of Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and he will yet choose Jerusalem. Let all flesh fear before the Lord, for he has risen up from his holy clouds. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. And he said to me, "It is a great thing for you to be called my servant, to establish the tribes of Jacob, and to recover the dispersion of Israel. Behold, I have given you for the covenant of a race, for a light of the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord that delivered you, the God of Israel, sanctify him that despises his life, him that is abhorred by the nations that are the servants of princes. Kings shall behold him, and princes shall arise and shall worship him for the Lord's sake. For the Holy One of Israel is faithful, and I have chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I have formed you and given you for a covenant of the nations, to establish the earth and to cause to inherit the desert heritages, saying to them that are in bonds, go forth, and bidding them that are in darkness, show themselves. They shall be fed in all the ways, and in all the paths shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger, neither shall they thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun strike them. But he that has mercy on them shall comfort them, and by fountains of water shall he lead them. And I will make every mountain a passage, and every path a pasture to them. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen."
From the Book of Wisdom. "Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him, and made no account of his labors. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they looked for. And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves, 'This was he whom we had sometimes in derision, and a proverb of reproach. We fools accounted his life madness, and his end to be without honor. How is he numbered among the children of God, and his lot is among the saints? Therefore we have erred from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness has not shined unto us, and the sun of righteousness rose not upon us. We wearied ourselves in the way of wickedness and destruction. Yes, we have gone through deserts where there lay no way, but as for the way of the Lord, we have not known it." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
The Matins, Psalm, and Gospel. Then the Lord awoke as from sleep, like a mighty man who shouts because of wine, and he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he arose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle from the First Epistle to the Corinthians. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says, "All things are put under him," it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all these things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If, in the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. For what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but a mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the First Epistle of St. Peter. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype, which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world shall pass away and all its desires, but he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
The Acts of Our Fathers, the Apostles. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
A Psalm of David. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw, and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Glory be to God forever. Amen.